The EU's chief Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, wasn't very optimistic about a trade deal being brokered with the UK following his latest round of talks with their Brexit team in London last week. Both sides can't seem to surmount their critical disagreements on fisheries and post-Brexit fair competition rules. Mr. Barnier said there was a risk of a no-deal scenario unless the UK changed course on issues which were at the heart of the EU's trade interests. The Fine Gael MEP, Mairead McGuinness, says we need to prepare for the prospect of no trade deal being brokered between the EU and the UK.
There has been no movement on those very specific issues, and they were always the ones that were going to cause trouble. So we're now in a situation where July has passed. I'm not sure if people will even take a break in August, and we need a deal by October. So time is not on our side. And I think the message we've been saying to businesses and societies generally is that we need to prepare for the possible reality of a no-deal Brexit at the end of the transition. And by January the 1st, the UK will have left the European Union completely, cut away from the single market and customs union without an agreement.
Mr. Barnier has warned that an agreement would be needed by October at the latest, so it could be ratified before the current post-Brexit transition period ends in December. Sinn Féin's MEP for the Midlands Northwest constituency, Chris McManus, says the government isn't doing enough to prepare for the worst outcome, which could see no trade deal being brokered between the EU and the UK.
I do know that from talking to people involved in the SMEs and talking to people involved in agriculture, there's concerns from them that they're not hearing the government saying enough in regards to what we will do in the possibility of a no-deal Brexit. So we need to hear the government beginning to articulate a preparedness in parallel with the hopefully that there will be some form of a deal, and not this skinny deal, but a full deal, if at all possible.
The UK has ruled out extending its transition period beyond the end of the year. If they fail to broker a trade deal by then, they'll have to leave the EU Single Market and Customs Union without any agreement on future access. The EU is insisting the UK will only get access to its single market if it signs up to level playing field principles. It wants to ensure the UK won't undercut the EU on the likes of environmental regulation, workers' rights, and state aid to companies. The EU also wants to uphold its existing access to British waters for fishing vessels from member states. But the UK wants to hold annual talks with the bloc over access to its waters. Chris McManus says the talks are being stymied by difficult negotiators on the British side.
I think the EU have been continually prepared to meet the British halfway. And to some extent, what's been frustrating from both us here in Ireland and indeed the wider EU is at times the irrationality of who you're dealing with in terms of, you know, the British government, that they seem to be more driven by appealing to the Middle England, that kind of political audience, in terms of Brexit at any cost, regardless of the pandemic and how that halted everything for the last number of months, that they still wouldn't be prepared to look for an extension at the end of June, would just leave one scratching their heads about how realistic these people are.
Despite their current differences, a trade deal may still be brokered by the end of October at the latest. But if it all goes pear-shaped, then things will get very tough for all sides, but for Ireland in particular. That potential fallout led EU leaders to recently agree on a new EU adjustment reserve fund of €5 billion to help those EU countries, regions and sectors that are likely to be worst hit by Brexit. Mairead McGuinness says the fund will be particularly important for the Irish food and agricultural sectors if the UK crashes out of the transition period without a trade deal.
If we have to revert to WTO rules in the event of a no deal being reached with the United Kingdom, then tariffs on agriculture exports would immediately kick in, would put us at a huge disadvantage, would rise the cost of Irish food on the UK market. And indeed, we don't know what the UK would do in terms of bringing product from other countries outside of the European Union. So you could see a real pincer movement. Already the agriculture sector is being hit by the pandemic because of the closure of a lot of restaurants and hotels and the food services market. If WTO rules were to kick in from the 1st of January next, that sector would again take quite a hammer blow.
Fianna Fáil's Barry Andrews says Ireland will probably do very well from the new Brexit fund. The Dublin MEP believes a number of sectors in Ireland could benefit from it.
I anticipate the funds that will come from the Brexit instrument will benefit industry along the border, will benefit to a certain extent some of the tourism and hospitality, but particularly I think agri-food, which is going to be affected by Brexit. Now, we don't know what type of Brexit we're going to get still, but what we do know is that the UK has announced certain tariffs on goods coming into the UK. We can already see that sterling is very weak, which has a massive impact on agri-food. So I think that's where you'll see the benefits from that fund.
Ireland is forecast to be the EU country most economically damaged by Britain's exit from the EU. Logic, therefore, would say the Republic should get the biggest chunk of the Brexit fund. But the best option of all would be a decent trade deal between the EU and the UK that does the least amount of damage and provides the greatest opportunity for future trade between the UK and the EU bloc. Karen Coleman, Europarl Radio.